keeping you entertained and informed. On ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
Who do you think of when I say the queen of country music? Dolly Parton, Patsy Cline, Tammy Wynette, or is it Wynette? They're all great. Did you know that we had our very own queen crowned right here in Australia? Well, we do. And she grew up right here in Tassie. Born in Meander, Jean Stafford is the most awarded female country artist in Australia, with over 100 awards, including gold and platinum albums. That's sales of 35 and 70,000 units in the old scheme of things. And also lots of number one hits, which have charted across Australia, the USA, Europe and New Zealand. And she's joining the lineup in the Festival of Voices of 2022 as part of the Tasmanian Songbook in Devonport, Launceston and Hobart next month. Jean took the ABC's John O'Hara back to where it all began, explaining how a young girl from Meander goes from listening to country music on her transistor radio to signing a record deal with Hadley's Records after winning a 1973 Talent Quest on 7LA in Launceston.
I didn't expect it to happen, but I always loved country music from a very, very young age. My mother couldn't keep me quiet. All I wanted to do was sing One Golden Curl and all the old songs, because I didn't know any new ones back then when I was little. But it's just kind of went from learning guitar and going, and like you said, going into the Talent Quest, winning the Happy Record Quest, and we just went into recording from there, and from that into awards. I was so excited to be entered into the Tamworth Country Music Awards for the first time and took out female vocal.
It's incredible. And speaking of Tamworth, where you went to record your first album, so you go there with this new record deal, and then after your debut album, you win your first Golden Guitar Award, and things start to really kick off for you around Australia. That must have felt incredible.
It did. It was a little bit out of my depth at the time, because I came from Meander, which was one road in and one road out. We had a post office and a small shop and a hall and a school. And that was about it for us. And you had to learn everything in amongst all that little bit. So I was out of my depth when I won the award, and then I had to start performing all over Australia. It was exciting as well, and I was learning my trade.
And how common was a solo female act in the 70s?
I was the first Australian female act to win an award in Tamworth. Mm. I was the first Australian. There were two New Zealand girls, Patsy Rigger and Suzanne Prentice, but I was the first Australian. So I think I came in the third year of the award starting. There wasn't too much around at that stage. It was just kind of beginning, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. So after that first Golden Guitar Award, you know, many songs, many albums followed. At what point do you become Australia's Queen of Country, and who gets to decide that?
Well, I don't know really who decides it, but it was presented to me at one of my concerts in Sydney by Clive Arundel and Smokey Dawson.
Uh-huh.
And we had a full theatre of fans. No one could have even guessed that that was going to happen to me, and certainly not me. Biggest surprise of my life, that was.
You must have felt so proud and kind of validated by the industry.
I was proud, and yes, most definitely, and very honoured and humble, because who gets a chance to have something like that happen to them?
Gene Stafford, that's who.
And you don't get these things given to you. You have to earn them. And it doesn't matter what you do. It's all hard work.
Mm.
And it's what you put into the industry is what you get back. But I certainly didn't expect to get that back.
Not sure. Now, Gene, I'm no country music singer, but I do know enough to know that if you head to Nashville, you write, you record, and you earn the respect of the other artists that live and work there, then you're pretty good. You've been a few times. Tell me about that first trip to Nashville.
Oh, my gosh. That first trip, I just thought I was in heaven. I was getting to meet the people that I had grown up with and idolised. The one lady that I grew up with and idolised all my life was Miss Kitty Wells, and she was Queen of Country Music. And I would say she was world's queen of country music. There'll never be another Kitty Wells.
About Kitty Wells, I know she was a huge influence on you, and you listened to her first as a fan. Just tell me a little bit about how she became, you know, you went from fan to friend and then to music collaborator.
Well, when I first arrived in Nashville, I was introduced to Kitty, and we ended up sitting in Kitty's office eating fried chicken with our hands. And while I was at her office, of course, there was a busload of fans come through to get Kitty's autograph and meet up with her. And she introduced me to all her fans that came through and told them who I was and so forth. So we went from that to being really good friends. And then Kitty came out to Australia and we did some touring and became even closer.
John O'Hara here on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania, talking with Australia's Queen of Country, Gene Stafford. Now, Gene, you've earned so many accolades and awards over the years, nominations and wins for Golden Guitars, Mo Awards, ARIA Awards, the list goes on. But I do need to know about this little tune here.
As he means the world to me, that's where
Gene, I do need to know about this tune, Tassie's Got It All. How on earth did that come about?
Well, John, I was living for a while in Tamworth in New South Wales, and the radio announcer quite often came up and had a coffee with us at our home. And this one particular day, he said to me, "Why don't you write a song about your own home state?" And I thought about that and I thought, well, you know, you've got to be very, very careful how you do this because you could upset a lot of people if you miss something out that's very important. So I went away and thought about it and that's what I come up with. I'm very happy and very proud of what's turned out with Tassie's Got It All because we have a beautiful state. I couldn't help but write about those and I think I've got most of them.
Yeah.
I think I missed too many out.
I think you've nailed it. Now, Gene, you've been invited to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. And for people who may not know what that is or what it means to a country artist, what does it represent to you and to the country music industry? And when are you going?
Well, I'm going around about November. But the Grand Ole Opry to me means everything. We've always called it the home church of country music. And anyone that's ever been anyone in country music within America have stood on the Grand Ole Opry stage.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone wants to stand there. To me, it's part of our history. It's you want to be a part of the history, you want to stand on the Grand Ole Opry stage. It's not quite the same as what it used to be back in, I'd say, the 60s and 70s and 80s. But it's still very, very important and people love going there and celebrating part of country music's history. So to me, it's really important to be there.
Well, it's wonderful that you've been invited after what has been an incredible career, what continues to be an incredible career. Now, closer to home, you're joining the lineup for the Festival of Voices this year as a part of the Tasmanian Songbook, yes, which of course highlights and celebrates our ever-growing Tasmanian homegrown talent. What does it mean to you at this point in your life to play on home turf surrounded by an all Tassie lineup?
Do you know, it's so exciting. I never thought this was going to happen, and it has. It's very, very important to me, very exciting. And I think everyone that's going to be a part of this performance is going to feel the same way as I do.
The lineup is amazing. It's happening all over Tassie. You're doing all three concerts in Launceston, Devonport and Hobart, correct?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Well, the Tasmanian Songbook, as a part of the Festival of Voices, you can get tickets at the Festival of Voices website, festivalofvoices.com. Jean, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon, and we'll be sure to see you at the festival.
Thank you, John. Looking forward to it, as we all are.
Isn't that great? That was John O'Hara doing a terrific job of talking to the Queen of Country Music in Australia, you'd have to say, Jean Stafford.